Okay, I said I'd talk about Myanmar. No. I know that you're all juiced and jazzed about the romance thing. Should I talk about the skate park and who got injured? Okay, you're all jazzed about the romance. What is there to tell? We're not even a fish. We're not even a thing yet. How's talk to me about her. Why don't you tell us? Can you tell us something about her? No. I'll tell you when we're official. Ha ha. So no, no, I'm not gonna tell you. I don't care. So let's skip over that. So romance is coming in the following weeks. Most of the details were in the podcast weekly from yesterday. No, I promise I will keep you posted on it. I will let you know when something happens, but right now the situation is ongoing and the development hasn't progressed to any particular nav points. And so there's nothing to tell. There's no news to report yet. It's just there isn't anything other than what I said yesterday. That I've had a friend for 9 years, and we never thought that way about each other for a New York minute. And recently, feelings changed. I'll tell you, the thing was this: both of us are reaching a place where we've learned so many things that it's getting harder to learn anything else. This was something that hit me this morning while I was shaving and cutting up my face, which you can probably see on Twitch from this strange abrasion. How do you find the right person? What do they say? It's not about finding the right person. It's about being the right person, right? Okay. So many people, they marry for love. And my spiritual father, Michael Howe, H-O-W-E, he's the Michigan Reed City Santa Claus. He's Mitten State Santa. Yeah, we were friends since I was 12. I'd hang out at his house a lot because our home was far from school. So if I needed a place to be after school, I'd go visit him often. Very, very friendly. And he told me that he got married because he prayed and asked God how he could, you know, become a better person and learn more. And the answer was that God, through whatever means, told him that getting married was the way to become a better person. And I'll tell you, their marriage is real and it's frustrating. And he's told me about that, but they're happy and they're together. They are, should I say, properly, happily ever after. They frustrate each other. They get on each other's nerves and they frankly like it. It's not toxic. You're going to bump into each other and step on each other's toes. It's just, are you going to injure each other beyond repair? And are you going to be mad about it? You know, or can you actually end up doing this? Because sometimes it's better to do stuff with other people. You know, everything has a cost. You can have everything in your life all perfectly organized and you know where you put all your stuff, or you can have friends and then your stuff gets moved and messed up and then you're not lonely. Which one is it that you want? It's a funny thing. That's what brothers and friendships are. Didn't I talk about this last week? Soulmates, I have to go back and look. I talked about soulmates was an awesome key to being able to understand something. You know, people that don't have brothers or ladies who don't have sisters. Okay, not just siblings. It's got to be the same sex. Because you occupy closer space and in similar ways. So people that grow up without that might tend to struggle with loneliness more. And they might be more apt to greatly appreciate dear friends when they're older. Because if you're a young man and you have a brother, then someone's going to be borrowing your stuff. Your brother might borrow your gym shorts if he doesn't have any, because yours might actually be able to fit him for a moment. He might borrow your shoes. They just might borrow each other's stuff more frequently. Yeah, and so your stuff gets moved, you're loaning stuff out to people, and you have problems, and life is inconvenient, right? Okay. It's annoying, but you get to not be as lonely. But if you have all your stuff in order, you might not have someone around the house, and you're more tended to be lonely. You know, it's a social observation. You know, so, romance is somewhat of a similar thing. I think a lot of people, they don't get married to level up. They get married because they're in love. And I kind of don't want to. Are arranged marriages good? A lot of the world argues that they might be. I kind of don't want to comment on that. Jedediah tells me that so many people, this idea of choosing who you marry is relatively new in human history. So many times, weddings were decided. So you had these romance novels from 500, 1,000 years ago about, you know, their families wouldn't let them marry the one that they loved. You know, and so what do they do? You know, the idea of being able to have a romantic relationship with the person that you want to is something that was created by freedom. It was something that was created by Jesus. Because the world was utterly controlled and dominated. Right now, we're worried about billionaires buying up our local towns. I don't think so. It used to be that the wealthy, the bourgeoisie, the aristocracy controlled all the land anyway, and everyone was just, you know, a bunch of tenants controlled by landlords. Jesus came along, declared jubilee, died on a cross for sin, started setting people free by healing them so sickness no longer kept them down. They could start working and making money, etc. People found happiness and joy so they could be humans being instead of humans reacting, so they could probably function better in business. And in the New Testament, the book of Acts, this gospel thing, this Jesus thing, just started totally transforming Jerusalem. So the governments didn't know what to do. By you get to 400 BC, 435, it's changed the government so that Constantine has to endorse Christianity in order to be an emperor. It just changed everything. And it was because of freedom, very much like the Braveheart William Wallace story. And you've got this world that was diseased by oppression and slavery. And Jesus of Nazareth comes along and does what he does. And this idea of freedom starts to inject itself into society, and it slowly goes viral, and it's subtle. It's fast, but it's subtle. And it just keeps expanding. And that was nothing could stop it. People catch a glimpse of freedom and it expands. Whether they believe in Jesus of Nazareth as who he claimed to be or not, the principles go viral. And so this idea of all these romantic relationships that we have, like romances, I don't mean just, you know, lots of exciting physical activity. I mean people actually choosing who they want to be with. That's something Jesus started. So, hopefully in that you love the person that you're with, or you end up loving the person. But so many people, they get married or they get into a relationship and then it becomes toxic. And I think that just looking at everyone that I've seen, everyone I've talked to, and then listening to my spiritual dad, seeing his marriage, and then looking at this other lady in my life, I'm just looking at this and I'm thinking, do romances fall apart because people get married or they get into a relationship for love but not to level up? I mean, how do I know she's the right one? Because I've learned everything I can and I'm running out of things to learn. Learning is hard for me now. How can I become a better person? I can't find any ways. But talking to her, all of a sudden my problems start surfacing. She's like a garbage magnet, finds all my problems, just pulls them out. Whoa, I find problems in myself again when I'm around her. And I can deal with them quickly because I've been practicing my whole life. That's how I know she's good for me. How many people have improved themselves as people to become awesome enough as people so that they know that they found the right person because that person helps them find more of their problems? I don't know. See you tomorrow.